This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Yes, welcome back to Let's Talk Footy, and it's been another big week and interesting game on the weekend with Essendon and Carlton.
Was it ever?
We are joined on the line now by a bit of a favourite son of the Melbourne Footy Club, but now assistant coach at Carlton, Brad Green. Hello.
Good evening, boys.
How are you? Indeed. Now, Brad, just straight off the top here, it's been an interesting week for the Footy Club, but more importantly, in terms of Chris Yaron. Now, there was maybe a bit of an incident on the game, and he's since, I've believed to be told, that he's apologised to the Footy Club for his attitude, and Malthouse says that he's learnt from his behaviour on Friday night. Is that the end of the discussion now?
Yeah, it's certainly everyone gets I suppose disappointed when they're not playing, and like anybody, it was a little bit disappointing to be the sub, but it's still part of the 22. We see it plays an important role for our side, and that's what it is. There's always going to be someone that needs to be sub week in, week out, and we explained that to Yaz after the game, and that's where we saw it at last week.
And so no further ramifications there?
No, there's not. No, Yaz was told he's sort of the way he handled it wasn't probably the best that yep. Yaz could have prepared for the game, but that's the way it goes, and that's AFL footy.
Brad Dougal here, mate. It's a bit of a tale of two halves on Friday night. You're clearly dominating the game up till half time. What happened in that second half? You fell away a bit.
Yeah, it was. Excuse me. It was sort of. We started the first quarter off a little bit scratchy. Our forwards sort of, we needed to lower our eyes. Our midfielders weren't lowering our eyes. The Essendon backs really played us well. I was zoning off and clearing it out of our forward line. Then in the second quarter, we started to lower our eyes and hit up blokes like Jared Waite and Jeffy Garlett started getting in the game and our mids. So, and then sort of in the last quarter and a half, we just probably let the game slip. We probably thought it. We probably relaxed a little bit, gave Essendon a sniff. There's ebbs and flows in games, and once Essendon got on a bit of a roll, to their credit, we couldn't stop it, and they pegged their way back, and she was on in the last quarter, and it was goal for goal, and unfortunately they got the last one.
Yeah, Brad, John Donohoe here. Just wanted to ask you about Jared Waite's form. Obviously, kicking seven against a pretty good backline. He was Mick wasn't too happy with him a few weeks ago when he got suspended and missed out on the St Kilda game. He's in some good form at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's very important to our side, and that's probably why we're so disappointed with Jared missing that week. That we know how crucial he is for our side. And he was fantastic last Friday night, kicking seven goals and having a number of opponents to play on, because he's a hard matchup. He's not your big key, but he's certainly a key forward that we love playing for us at the moment, who's a great target to go to.
Yeah, absolutely. And what did you put it down to? What let you down in the end of the game, do you think? Was it just Essendon were a bit more hungry and you guys weren't doing the fundamentals right, or what do you think it was?
It was probably a number of areas. We probably, throughout the game, we missed our opportunities. We missed some easy goals throughout the game. They got their momentum back, and we really gave up some easy goals back to them. We coughed up some easy. A couple in the last quarter, I think it was Melsham ran into an open goal, and that just shouldn't happen. So we've got a few things to tidy up, especially taking on Hawthorn this week. You can't give them any opportunities, because they're a terrific side. They're probably, if not the best, one of the best going around.
And Brad, you mentioned Hawthorn there. Obviously, it doesn't get much easier playing the form side of the competition. What's the focus this week? I mean, Hawthorn have come off a probably more extended break than you guys. What would be the focus on the track this week? Is it about getting a good start?
Yeah, it's against the Hawks, I think you've always got to put them under pressure. They certainly like to possess the ball. They like to kick their way towards goal, and certainly it's all about trying to stop their good players. They've got numerous players that you got to look at and try and stop along the way, but you're not going to stop all of them. So You know, we're looking for our guys to get out there and improve on last week's performance, and we're certainly confident they can do that, and we can and go out there and match against the Hawks on the weekend.
Yeah, Brad, have you spoken at length about how you're going to stop the big fella Buddy up forward?
I don't think there's anyone that can stop Buddy. He's a bit of a freak. He's a he's just one out of the box that he's certainly hard to match up on, and no doubt there'll be a few players going through him and some tactics that we'll use, but you know, he's a difficult matchup and he's hard to stop, and that's why he's such a great player.
Especially after a week off as well.
Yeah, he could be going doing anything against us, so we just need to stop that.
And Brad, I've been really impressed by the form of Kane Lucas, number 9. He's obviously, how are you rating his progression?
Kane's been fantastic this year. I think he's certainly progressed in where he was at the start of the year, where we saw him, and certainly has taken some strong strides forward to improve his footy. And you know, he's an out and out winger. There's not many specialist wingmen going around, and he's one of those guys that loves playing on the wing and plays that structure really well. And we love his improvement at Carlton. He's been really, really great player for us, one out of the box that we thought we didn't have.
And how have you found working with the great Mick Malthouse?
Yeah, he's great. He's, I suppose it's, you know, it's basically the question everyone asks me, you know, what's it like working under Mick?
Oh, sorry about that, Brad.
No, that's okay, because it's funny, because everyone asks you the same question. Yeah. And, no, it's great. There's no one better to learn, you know, progression into coaching, and there's no one better to work under than Mick Malthouse. And he's certainly great to work under. He's up to listening to my ideas, and he certainly has his philosophies and strategies in place. But you know, we're a team within the team, the coaching department at Carlton, and it's working well.
Bradley, Jared Cascio made his senior debut a few weeks ago. Been one of the players that has really come alive for me. What do you think of his form? And he looks like someone who can really step up and be a valuable player for the Carlton Blues over the next few years.
Yeah, it's sort of been a happy story for me with Cash. I've worked very closely with him because he's in my sort of development part with the midfield guys, and I've worked really close with him over the pre-season and now when he's playing. So it's a great story, Cash, that was on our rookie list, got delisted, went and spent a year at the Sample, and then come back now and has worked his way into the side and certainly been playing terrific footy since he's come in. He's been given some big jobs, and there was no bigger job on the weekend than playing on Joe Watson and, you know, trying to restrict his influence on a game. And we had no doubt that he did that for the better part of the game, and we were happy with his game. So he's certainly a talented player that we're grateful that we picked back up, and we've worked with him and developed him, and we see a big future for Jared. And, it's a sort of a good story for our club at the moment.
And obviously you've enjoyed the transition from you going from playing with Melbourne last year to assistant coach at Carlton this year. What do you think of the pressure that Mark Neild is under at the moment, Brad? I mean, you played under him last year.
Yeah, there's no bigger pressure than what Mark's under at the moment. In the coaching caper, in the coaching world, I think that comes with it, and I've got no doubt Mark is probably feeling that, you know, it's probably, you know, coaching's all about win-loss, and he probably feels that it's warranted that people start asking questions. But I think, you know, from where I see it, I still speak to some of the players down there, and I just feel for the guys and the players and the coaching staff. I feel for Mark, and it's tough and it's hard at the moment. But I've got no doubt they'll get through it, and hopefully they can have a break and come back and rejuvenate the minds and the body and get going again.
Yeah, it was good to see that Dukes could fit Melbourne into the show again, as he always does. I'm just going to go back to your current role at Carlton, and I just want to talk about Andrew Walker's form at the moment. He's probably in career best form and looking like he might get into the All-Australian side at the moment.
Yeah, he's, you know, when you're looking back at, I think it was like 2010, 2011, Walks was, you know, a 50, 60 plus goal kicker, and last year really struggled with form up the forward line and back half, and I think since Mick's come on board, he sort of didn't know where we'll play Walks, either forward or back, and we really wanted to settle him into a spot, and Mick's given him the confidence to go down the back line and take the game on. First point of call is certainly defend, but Walker gives us great run and drive and a bit of speed coming out of our back half, and certainly been a fantastic player for us all year.
Now, but I wanted to have a chat about your next three games. You come up against three pretty formidable opponents. You've got, obviously, Hawthorn coming up, and then after the bye, you have Sydney and then Collingwood. Now, the alarming thing, just looking at the score sheet from the game, was that four goal kickers. Wait, obviously kicked seven, but there weren't too many others that bobbed up there as well. Is that a real focus to get perhaps a few more people having a few more shots on goal, especially against high-scoring teams like Hawthorn, Sydney and Collingwood?
Yeah, certainly that was a disappointing aspect that we didn't have any more goal kickers, but I think you look at the points that we scored, and the majority of those guys were different people as well, and I think we've been averaging, you know, 9 to 10 different goal kickers, because we haven't had Wadey for half the year, and we missed Eddie Betts, and he was his first game back last week, and certainly you would hope, you know, Eddie gets on the scoreboard and Jeffy Garlick gets going again, and we've got Jared Waite, and then a couple of big guys in Casbolt and Cruiser can start kicking a few. It's certainly an area and a focus that we'll have, but, you know, it's no big issue that we can see, but, you know, coming out of the next 3 weeks, it's a big test.
Yep.
You know, now, we want to play finals. We've got to beat the good sides, and that's the greatest challenge you can have is taking on these sides and putting yourself up against them and taking on the best. If you want to be the best, you've got to beat the best.
Well said.
Well, you got one of the finest coaches down there in charge of the boys in Mick Nolte's. But, Brad, just away from the AFL, shortly before I hand back to Patrick to wrap things up, we all know you as a fine soccer player back in your junior days, Brad. A tryout with Manchester United, I believe, down there.
Doug's very into soccer.
Yeah, we saw the Australians 4-0 against Jordan last night. Do you, any regrets, mate, there on your career? You could have been playing in that big win last night.
I still follow the game. Yeah, there was. It was a passion of mine, or still is a passion of mine, the football code of the world football. But yeah, there's no regrets. There's nothing better than playing for Melbourne and playing on the MCG every week. But, you know, there certainly was no regrets in that decision of playing AFL footy. I think AFL was still the best game in the world. But I've got a real passion of watching soccer, and it was great to see the Aussies win last night, and certainly be cheering them on to get to Brazil next week. And yeah, I just love all my sports. You know, at the moment I'm praying for the cricketers in the Ashes, and looking at the Tour de France coming up. So I'm big
go Cadel.
I'm a fan of all sports, and it's a great passion of mine. And certainly I'll be watching them all.
Well, Brad, you're an absolute star, and look, thank you very much for joining us. It's a big month coming up for your footy club. All the best with those three big games, and thanks for joining us tonight.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.